Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Noah Chitty, the Vice President of Sustainability and Technical Services for AHF Products. Noah, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp.
I want to talk to you about your sustainability report. First, I've known you for a long time. I met you when you were running the lab with the Tau Council of North America. Your career evolved from that. You've been focused mostly in the tau market. The last role was with Crossville, and then when AHF bought Crossville, your role shifted to sustainability, and now you've got responsibility for sustainability for all of these hard surface products, right?
Yes.
We were just together about a month ago in Washington, D.C. at the Flooring Sustainability Summit. What were a couple of your takeaways from that meeting?
You know, it was my first one because I didn't get to go last year. I was really impressed by the speaker lineup and the information that I was able to walk away with. For me, it was a good experience, and I'm hoping it continues. I really think the A&D community that was there as speakers was really who we needed to hear from as to where they were going and what their future plans might be.
It's interesting how who's in the White House kind of changes the tone on what the focus is, because last year, you know, Biden was in the White House, and one of the first things that was said from the stage was that sustainability is not dead despite of who's in the White House. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting kind of take. I mean, the sustainability industry has been voluntary for so long that it needs to shift back to that for a little while. I don't think it's a strange place for it to be. You know, headwinds versus tailwinds. It'd be interesting to see how it plays out.
Kudos to the design brands that were there. They sent some of their leading people, and they sat in front of us and told us what they're looking for from flooring suppliers. That in itself was worth the price of admission, wasn't it?
It was absolutely worth the price of admission. For us, there's so many things out there in the sustainability world that we're trying to keep up with, trying to understand, to make sure that we answer the questions for our customers. And sometimes it feels a little bit like a crystal ball. So to have those people in one place saying, here's what we're looking for, it still doesn't make everything perfectly clear, but it for sure helps to make better decisions about which directions to go.
For the listeners that want to know more about this meeting, I did a recap in our most recent issue of Floor Focus, the August-September issue, so you can look to that, which came out last week. I'll just move to your sustainability report. Just came out. Does it cover a two-year period?
Most of the data collection is 2024. It's a 2025 report. We look back probably 18 months to gain all the information, but most of the metrics are just for 2024.
And one of your key messages, obviously, you talk about sustainability, is the fact that many of your products are made in the USA. So that's sustainable in and of itself, because there's not a lot of the freight issues by making products halfway around the world and shipping them in, right?
I think that's definitely one of the main points we tried to make in the report, is just to say, you know, we're here in the USA and highlight where our factories are and kind of what benefits that provides. You know, things are uncertain as to where things are coming from, you know, kind of what prices are going to be. So the more we can kind of impress upon that message of we're not going to have some of that uncertainty in our process, I think that's a positive thing. And for sure, it helps with the sustainability of the materials to not move them as far.
What are a couple of the other highlights of the summary of that report?
Putting it together was this look back at things that I didn't even necessarily participate in the beginning. So some of the highlights are people initiatives we have, what kind of community initiatives we have. Probably the most positive thing for the report for me was just the interaction across a varied spectrum of our organization. It was really just a starting point.
So if you think about it, AHF is a leader in this space in three categories: porcelain, resilient flooring, and solid and engineered hardwood. And each one of those categories kind of has their own scoring points for why they're a good sustainable option, right?
Yes.
So Noah, with each one of these three categories, you've got the EPDs and HBD filings that you have to do. And then you also have to tell the industry what the ingredients are. And then you have to talk a little bit about, from a carbon perspective, where each of these categories excel, right?
Yes. What we're seeing is that across the categories for us, you know, porcelain tile, resilient flooring, engineered solid wood, the questions from the marketplace are generally the same, at least at a commercial level. So just like you said, they're asking for environmental product declarations to understand, you know, environmental impact. They're asking for material ingredients. So across the board, the ask is the same. And then it's just kind of seeing, depending on where the market is, what the different pieces of the puzzle that we need to be able to provide for the market, whether it's the, you know, information about carbon or whether it's the information about what's inside or what's not inside the materials. You know, I've been involved with the tile one so long. Of course, that story is easiest to tell for me. But, you know, with more involvement with the resilient side and with the engineered wood side, all of them have a story to tell, depending on if it's embodied carbon or if it's durability or natural materials. The market's not trying to ask us to compare whether tile and wood or resilient and tile are the same. They're just asking us to be the best that we can be in each of the individual categories.
Yeah, and also how does your products from AHF compare to other products on the marketplace, right?
Yes, that's the most important thing, that we are able to provide the information that they're asking for and then let them make the decision on whether that's enough or how that compares to another product they might be thinking about using.
Is this AHF's first sustainability report?
It is. There were reports from Armstrong in the past and the first report for Crossville quite a long time ago. Yeah, but this is our first all-brand sustainability report.
All right, Noah. It's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Noah Chitty, the Vice President of Sustainability and Technical Services with AHF Products, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaValley.net.